told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She pulled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir.
John Rothman with Lady Gaga right here on KGO. I'm going to raise something which sort of complements what we did the last hour. And by the way, thank all of you for the last hour. You know, one of the great things about sitting behind this microphone is being able to ask questions and get your answers. Not my answers all the time, but your answers. So I want to do something here that is interesting to me. There's a poll out. Hey, Amanda, is Amanda out there? Amanda, come in here for a minute, will you? Amanda's our intern, and I'm going to ask her to make a comment because she said something to me based on what we're going to do this hour, and I want to get her thoughts. So here's the poll. Young people in America overwhelmingly support LGBT rights when it comes to policies on employment, health care, and adoption. This according to a new poll. Now, the Gen Forward survey of Americans ages 18 to 30 found that support for those policies has increased over the past 2 years, especially among young whites. But relatively few of these young adults consider rights for people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender to be among the top issues facing the United States. But here they are. It's a completely open point of view. Now, Amanda is our intern. And Amanda goes to San Francisco State. How old are you, Amanda?
I'm 23.
Okay, 23 years old. And you're white.
And I am white.
Okay. And I want to ask you, you said something to me in the other room about your feeling that your generation was more open, more agreeable. I'll use the word tolerant, even though I don't like it because it implies toleration. Why is that?
I think that my generation sees no issue with gay and lesbians being around in our community, being around us in the same spaces, the same public and private spaces. They are our classmates and they are our friends. They are our cousins and our aunts and our uncles. And I think that's because for people born in the 80s and the 90s, you know, we grew up seeing that fight really start. And then by the time the millennium hit, we were old enough and conscious enough to see women kissing on TV, Ellen DeGeneres realizing that she's gay in, what, the late 90s when she made her TV show.
All right, let me give you some statistics. In the past 2 years, support has increased from 69% to 84% among young whites for policies such as allowing gays and lesbians to legally adopt children. Would you have a problem with a gay or lesbian couple adopting children?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
And it goes on, support among your group for employment equality for LGBT individuals rose from 84% to 92%. So you would have no problem with working side by side with someone who is gay or lesbian?
No, definitely not.
The poll also suggests support for allowing adoption by gays and lesbians. Interestingly enough, it's increased among Hispanics over the past 2 years from 65% to 75%, and that's really an astounding number. Go ahead.
There's a large amount of people that I know, being here in San Francisco, in California, who are Hispanic and who are homosexual, which is a big deal to their families and their mothers with their culture and, you know, all the acceptance that it takes to break that mold. But out of all of them that I know, 9 out of 10 of them have probably told their parents. And their families know about it. They know about their relationships. And with that comes the Latino mentality. You take care of your family. You take care of your own. So once we've gotten past the issue, if we're going to call it an issue, of being gay, we're going to open up our arms and do what we were doing for you and your family anyways. We're going to love you, your spouse, and your kids.
We have one last question for you before you go back and take all the calls. 800-80-810. If you're gay or lesbian, I want you to pick up the phone. I want you to call. Or if you're straight, and tell me how attitudes have changed. Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump spoke about equality for gay, lesbian, transgender. Donald Trump threw in queer. Does that surprise you in this election cycle?
No. It doesn't surprise me at all because they still don't have the full range of rights in every single state in for themselves and their families. And when those issues serve as a blockade as your everyday life and you want to move on to other issues, to more important facets of politics, it's an important thing to bring up to get that vote. If you don't support it, you've lost a large community of people instantaneously.
Amanda, thank you. I've taken her away from the phones, but one of the nice things here at KGO is we have interns who come in, and meeting Amanda has been a pleasure. 8080810. I want your comments. Have attitudes changed? If you're older and you had a fixed position years ago, has your position changed? If you're between the ages of 18 and 30, do you have a different view than your parents on the question of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender rights? Because the poll says that young people in America overwhelmingly support LGBT rights, particularly when it comes to policies relating to employment, health care, and adoption. I remember some years ago doing a program on whether gay couples should be able to adopt, and there was a surprising response. Many, many, many said no. So I want to get your comments. 8080810. What do you think about this? Have we progressed? Is it a good thing? Oh, by the way, in case you're Asian, we have a lot of Asian Americans who listen as well. 83% of Asian Americans support insurance coverage for transgender health issues. 63% say so when gender reassignment surgery and hormone treatments are specifically mentioned. And it's important to note, for insurance coverage, very important, almost everybody favors insurance coverage. So this is a critical issue. Very important. Young Americans favor LGBT rights on every issue in the poll. Interestingly, only 6% consider LGBT rights one of the top issues facing the country. And among those who self-identified as LGBT, 70% said it was one of the country's top issues. I'm going to make a suggestion as we begin to take your calls in a moment. I think the reason is because now, with all the changes in our attitudes, just like interracial marriage, all of the others, we have now come to accept that all people are entitled to the protection of rights. 8080810, that is the number right here on KGO. Tell me what you think. I'm John Rothman. I am in for Drex. And, of course, it's time now for a traffic update. So we'll go directly to Lee Graham, who's going to give us all the latest. Lee, thank you very much.
Of KGO 810.
I'm John Rothman, in for Drex. I'll be back tomorrow night. Of course, we are trying to cover a tremendous number of topics. And, of course, the 3 hours do fly by quickly. Let's go to Angela, calling from San Francisco. Angela, delighted to have you on the program.
Hi there, John. Thanks for taking my call. I really am enjoying your show tonight. I have listened to both segments about Trump and about racism. I was excited to hear you talk about both. I am a millennial who avidly listens to KGO, and I am gay, and I reside in San Francisco. And I'm calling because my contribution to the show tonight would be, I think, an increase of awareness over the years of hate crime, after tragedy, and there's been an increase in awareness of these events happening because, due to media involvement. And so everything you see now is on the TV, is on the radio, is in the newspaper, more so than it ever was in years past. And so with that said, I think it goes hand in hand with gun violence, terrorism. You can see the statistics. And so I think, unfortunately, tragedies have humanized homosexual Americans.
I think you're right. I think you're right. The Shepherd murder was something that shattered people. And on a positive note, gay marriage, same-sex marriage, has had a huge impact because it's amazing how many straight people have relatives who are gay or lesbian or transgender who see their people happy. No, Angela, thank you for calling, and I'm glad you're enjoying the show, and hopefully you'll tune in tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow night, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, let's go to Jeff, calling from Healdsburg. Jeff, welcome to KGO.
Thank you very much, John. Nice talking to you. I just want to let people know that I have one brother that has been gay for 47 years, been with the same man for 46 years. I have another brother that has been married 5 times. Don't ask me what has gone on with him, but the women that he has been with, the whole families have loved, but for one reason or another, he just can't hang on to them. But my other brother, like I say, I grew up in the 50s when my grandparents and parents, you know, gays, hey, that's a no-no. I say, guys, hey, if you love one another, go for it.
That's exactly right. I think people who love each other ought to be together. Jeff, I appreciate your call. Joe, calling from San Jose. Joe, welcome to KGO.
Well, thank you, John. How are you?
I am splendid, sir. Just delighted to be here and delighted to have you on the line. Fire away.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted also to be talking to you. I've talked to you before a few years ago. But anyway, I'm a San Francisco State University graduate, and I was really excited to hear Amanda, your intern, is a graduate from that great university.
Yes, she's just excellent. Go ahead.
She's amazing. I have changed my position on gay issue during the years, and the reason is I evolved. You know, our mind is continuously learning, and so I definitely fully support gay rights and adoption. We should treat them like we treat straight people.
The key here is that, as you say, your position evolved, and that appears to be what is happening to the American public. The position is evolving.
So. Which great. Is great. Well,
Joe,
may I have a comment about Hillary Clinton?
Go ahead.
I believe she is a great lady, and she has achieved more than any one of us, the things that she has been able to do as an individual. Yeah. She has made errors, no doubt. She probably made silly mistakes. But, you know, I just want to maybe talk to the people that call and complain about her not being ethical.
You know, let me ask you this, Joe. I've got to move on. I've got other callers on this topic. But I'm here tomorrow, and I'll be around. So hopefully you'll call back because we'll talk about Hillary, I promise you. But, Joe, thank you.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're always welcome. Thanks, Joe. Let's go to Greg calling from San Francisco. Greg, welcome to KGO.
Hi, John. My take on this is that people are just coming out more often and coming out younger, and they're even coming out in very conservative families. So it's like, you know, people are realizing that gay people have always been with us, all around us, and within our homes.
I have to tell you, I think the reason I take the view I do is my first cousin, who is 3 months younger than I am and remains to this day my best friend, is gay.
Yeah.
Never made a difference to me, and he came out when we were teenagers.
Yeah. This study that you're referring to
about
the young people, and you're mentioning all these demographic groups, did any demographic group was shown to oppose?
No, that was what was so amazing. It was all millennials, and if you Google it, it was an AP story. It's right there. Listen,
and there's no group that's least likely to...
not among the millennials.
You're mentioning Hispanics, Asians, whites, what have you.
Yeah, it seems to be universal, and they did it intentionally because there was resistance in the Hispanic community. There was resistance in the African American community, and that resistance, thank God, is breaking down. I appreciate the call, Greg. Thank you. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, you wrap it up for us. Calling from El Cerrito.
I'm a 74-year-old person. I've been living in the 50s and stuff like that. I believe that if you're qualified, you could you know, have money and could take care of a young kid, a young person, and love them. And you know, there's a lot of kids, a lot of babies and stuff, they need adoption. And it doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, anything. As long as you qualify to could take care of that kid and love that kid, it'd be fine.
You know, I agree with you. One of the most touching things for me, because I have many friends who are gay or lesbian, who have children, mm-hmm. they love their kids as much as you or I love ours. There is, yeah. you know, love is a wonderful thing. And what do you do when you have two mommies or you have two daddies? You do the same thing as you do when you have a mommy and a daddy. You love them, and they love you.
Yeah, and you're right about that. And there's a lot of heterosexual parents. There's some are real bad, and there's some are real good.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, and I think if it would put a dent in adoption, have these kids have somebody to love. It would put a real big dent if a lot more people, you know, that care about having kids.
Anthony, you know what you've done? You've demonstrated that just as the millennials have shed the prejudices of the past, that you at 74 have done the same. And all I can say is thank you for your call.
Just wait for a long time. Like I have gay friends and lesbian friends.
No, you make the point. Thanks a million. I appreciate the call, Anthony, and you stay tuned to KGO. Okay, we're going to skip on to another topic because, you know, they like us to keep things hot and heavy here. So two things. First, Gabby Douglas apologized for a controversy over the national anthem. And we'll talk about what she did or didn't do and whether it was right. And the second thing is, did you know they don't make as much money as their counterparts of the opposite sex? They don't receive as much TV airtime or media coverage, but men compete in gymnastics. Why don't they get the coverage? We'll do those two as we come into the last half hour here on the program. It is 9:30, and Lee Graham is still there guiding us as we go home and travel on the roads. Lee, take it away.